right, 7 past 8. It is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. And I was brutally handsome. All right, 7 past. Here we go. It is a Tuesday morning. This is the 17th, and about 50 degrees with a little fog hanging around this morning, some high clouds that maybe will burn off by this afternoon. But in the meantime, we got guests in the house, so we're all straightening up.
We certainly are, and we're happy to meet Eric Padelford and Kent Higgins. Good morning. You're both from Insurance Exchange.
Good morning.
Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you.
You guys were a Toys for Happiness sponsor for us this year, weren't you, Eric?
Absolutely, were. Yep. Uh-huh.
How did that go for you? Was it a good? I'm sure you had a good feeling. We all do.
Good feel. And in fact, a little personal story. My dad was a disabled World War II vet,
okay.
And when my brother and I were 8 and 9 years old, my mom was working two jobs. My dad was institutionalized, and my mom told us we're not going to have a Christmas this year. You know. And a similar charity, without my brother and I knowing it, Christmas Eve delivered about 8 gifts for my brother and me. And I got to tell you, I don't remember exactly what all the gifts were, but they gave us
that.
A used little pool table that my brother and I entertained ourselves with for years after that, you know. But we wouldn't have had a Christmas had it not been for a similar charity doing that. So for us, it's an important part of what we do.
That brings tears to my eyes, and I think that kind of experience is the spirit of what Toys for Happiness is.
Yeah.
And as far as we get ready to go again next year, I hope that you join us again next year, of course.
Well, we'll look forward to it.
Excellent. Well, you guys are with the Insurance Exchange, and I guess with the insurance changing, we really need to ask you some questions. I think you guys are our tutors today about insurance.
Okay, hope so.
And I guess when you talk about everybody's nervous about the repeal and replace. And if you talk about that, what does that mean for policyholders that you have? Like, can you explain that? Did you have to go to a class before you can give us advice, and you're good now? How did you do that?
Well, you know, the Affordable Care Act has served the needs of a lot of people in the community,
sure.
But it's created complexity that a lot of people are not too familiar with. While my crystal ball is a little unclear at this point, we really think that 6 months from now, there'll be other options out there for people. What I don't think will happen is that they'll just make the existing program go away. I think it'll be a transition that people can live with. But, you know, there's more on the horizon. I would expect 6 months from now we're going to know a lot about what repeal and replace will really mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate anybody is going to lose their existing coverage, but we're on top of it. We newsletter our people, clients every 6 to 8 weeks about mm-hmm. what's going on. So later on this year when we know more, our clients will know more as well. If you have any questions at all, we're certainly on hand just to answer questions for you.
Well, I'm not a fan of the Affordable Health Care Act. I think it's got some good things about it. I have a lady who has a pre-existing condition, but there's certainly some challenges.
Yes.
Are y'all going to have to kind of reevaluate the way you do things here as far as because we're kind of up in the air about what's going to happen here? I don't have a belief at all that we're not going to replace it with something here. I think this is a businessman coming in. You don't take out the door right there and just leave an empty gap there and just put in another. You got to replace it with something here. Will you have to rework your path or something here?
Yes. I realized that my whole business model might change because
right.
I probably do about 75% of Affordable Care Act coverage. And so if they're going to come back and restructure that, then I'm going to have to look at other avenues.
Sure.
And on that note, I mean, the good thing is we have other carriers that are wanting to substitute to help people out for the ones that aren't getting any government assistance. So the ones that are paying extremely high premium costs, yes, it's nice to go and look at other options. So I think that's what, you know, this repeal and replace might have to – you know, we'll be looking at in 6 months. So,
you know, you have all kinds of things, and we worry about health insurance, but there's other stuff that we can invest in and that you guys help with too. I guess when you're talking about annuities and things and different kinds of investments, 401ks, I mean, that's something that your agency does as well?
Yeah, we do. And I think one of the big concerns people have at as they approach retirement age is, you know, what happens if we have another market downturn like we experienced in 2008 and 9? And what we try to talk to people about is a safe money concept where you take a person's age, subtract it from 100, and just kind of agree that that percentage of your wealth, if you're 49 years old, 51% of your wealth, you could expose to some level of market risk. If you're 67 years old, maybe 33% of your wealth you might want to expose to some market risk. The rest we'd like to put into a program that would allow you to gain some additional, additional capital in an up market, but protect the downside from any downside market risk. So we really approach retirement savings that way.
Would that be a little bit more conservative approach to it, as opposed to somebody, you know, my dad's 86, he's probably going to stay pretty conservative, although he's playing with a few fuel stocks and oil stocks these days, but he's yeah. waiting for those to bottom out and stuff. But he says, you know, I'm only 86, I got time.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, but
he's got a little sense of humor about it.
Yeah, but you know, think about this. Conservative for some people is a CD paying less than 1% interest.
Right.
We have conservative annuity investments that have historically returned 5% and 6% per year with no downside market exposure. So you get the 5 or 6 or more in a good year, and when the market has a 30% correction, no 30% correction in your portfolio value, which is really an important thing for people to consider.
When you talk about Social Security too, is that something that you guys can advise us on?
Yes, I mean, that's an important part of what we do, is to take a look at when do you take it, you know. Does my wife take half of my benefit? Do you take a benefit based upon your earnings in your lifetime? We sit down with folks and help them make the right decision with respect to Social Security.
I don't know if you can increase the number of the amount of money that you get from Social Security. You can certainly do things and make decisions that will benefit you along the way. Can you not?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not just I'll take this or I'll take that.
Nope. And you know, one of the things we ask people is tell us about your family history. You know, if you've got a family history that suggests that you may not survive till age 75, you may not want to wait to 70 to start taking a Social Security benefit.
Hello?
You know, you may want to start earlier.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, what other things are there that we don't think about typically for insurance and a company like yours that we can go to as far as other health insurance options? I mean, I don't know, knowing what supplements or what things that we need to choose, is that something we should worry about, Kent?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we, since we're an independent insurance agency, we have a variety of products that we actually help people with. As far as, you know, your major medical, we go outside of that, and we do dental, vision, and hearing, and then do short-term and long-term disability. Long-term care is always a good thing for people that are, you know, getting close to retirement age.
Sure.
And, you know, then we also look at, you know, life insurance. That's always a key aspect when you're trying to put a whole financial plan together for somebody.
Do you think that people with debt, is that something you take care of first and then invest? Or can you do paying off debt and invest at the same time?
I think it's that's a good question. I think it's a really good option to blend it. I personally like to work with term insurance, which is, I essentially look at it as car insurance. Basically, you're paying for the time that you have it. And then after that, have some permanent coverage that's going to be there for, you know, your longevity.
Oh, all right.
And so you can have that blend, and you can have some money on your permanent side that's actually growing and building building money within the policy itself on a tax-free basis, while your term's going to cover that outstanding debt right away. So if, you know, the mortgage, you want to pay off your whole house, you have student loans, you want to leave a legacy right then and there, you'll have that. So you kind of get a happy medium. So I'm a real big advocate of not putting all your eggs in one basket.
As we get closer to retirement, we're maybe going into Medicare here. All of us going to have Supplement B or something. It doesn't cover everything for you. Gentlemen, which one of you wants to take a little run with that for somebody who's maybe 61 years old heading that way?
Yeah, well, Medicare, we believe, will be there for people going forward. I mean, people today can age into Medicare at age 65 unless they have a disability, and then Medicare's available to them at any age. It's an important decision to make during open enrollment when you turn 65 to decide what your supplemental coverage is going to look like. Basic Medicare covers 80% of outpatient, doctor, lab, those sorts of costs, and it covers most of hospitalization costs aside from about a $1,300 deductible. So most people want to cover the portion of their health care costs that original Medicare is not going to pay. And we can help them make the right decision and make sure they make the right economic decision. Making the wrong decision about a Medicare supplement policy can cost an individual $7,000 or $8,000 in excess premium during the first 10 years of Medicare.
So, which they may not have.
Which they may not have. And obviously, people living on fixed income, they're trying to plan it the right way. So we'll help people make the right decision when it comes to Medicare and Medicare insurance supplements.
How long has Insurance Exchange been in our area?
Well, we've been here for 10 years now. I actually started in the insurance business back in 1969.
He wasn't even here. I know what you're looking at. Kent just looked and said, hey, what, 69? What? When were you born, Kent?
85.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
My socks are from 83, and I'm wearing them.
Well, we've been servicing the community now since 2007 in this format.
Well, thank you for joining us, Eric. I'm so glad you're able to share your story with us. And I know that you had to reschedule because of your family had some health issues. I'm glad that you're able to come in now, and I hope everything's all right.
Yes.
Good.
She is on the road to recovery.
Good.
Thank you for having us.
You know, y'all, continuous education, continuous update of education, especially in the insurance business. I have several people and several friends. Don't we all? You know, your insurance agent becomes your friend. But there's a continual education. This is one of those fields where it changes almost daily, doesn't it? Not really.
Absolutely does. And this is going to be a big year for change. So it's important to stay on top of what's happening to make the right decisions.
All right.
How can we get in touch with you?
Bingo.
You can call us at area 704-962-9882. We're also located very close to the interstate at exit 88 in Fort Mill.
All right.
So easy to reach.
Well, we appreciate y'all being members of the Toys for Happiness and helping us out with that, too. That gives us over there a place over there in Fort Mill, too, to go to. So we'll look for you next year, too, gentlemen.
Both of you. Right. Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot.
Eric Bedelford and Kent Higgins from Insurance Exchange, thanks for coming in today.
All right. It's 18 past. Chris is standing by with sports, and that's on the way. This is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340.